vernacular by myself, and DJ Maple has very graciously allowed me to have a few extra minutes to play you a sample that was a song that was actually on my my midterm for this class, and it's pretty much what I just did, except like way better, and actually done on tape, which is really cool. The only sample in this song is a rubber band, perhaps multiple different takes of the rubber band, but then it's all tape splicing and feeding it through effects, and yeah. So enjoy.
Thank you. Alrighty, how's everyone doing out there? This is DJ Maple from Pancaked, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight, I'm going to be going through the new Greta Van Fleet album, which was released on Friday, which I am super pumped about. We're going to be kind of going through it in order. I'm going to give my thoughts on it. It's a great album, but it doesn't quite live up to their first one, but I think that's setting too high of an expectation of them, because their first album really sprung them into the limelight, and it's hard to follow up on that, but there are a few incredible songs on this, which we'll talk about. But yeah, this first song is Age of Man, and, you know, as we go along, we'll kind of hit on each one, what I like, what I don't like, how things are going.
We'll be right back.
So those first two songs were Age of Man and The Cold Wind, which, though they're good songs and they do rock pretty hard, they might honestly be two of the worst songs. Worst being a little too harsh of a word, but two of the lowest quality songs. And I think the thing I don't like about them is I don't really like the balance between how loud the vocals are and how loud mostly the guitar is. I find in a lot of their songs they hit a pretty good balance, but in those two, either the vocals are too loud and you can't really hear the rockin' guitar, or the guitar is too loud and the vocalist doesn't really shine out above them, which is kind of their signature sound. But this next song is certainly the best song on this album, in my opinion, and maybe their best song that they've released yet, which was definitely a surprise when I heard this song, but it's fantastic, so give it a listen.
Yeah.
Those last three songs were actually all released as singles over the last couple of months, kind of leading up to this, and they represent three of probably the strongest songs on the album, obviously why they were released as singles. It's kind of a little bit of a ripoff because the fifth song on the album is Lover Leaver, the one that just played, and the 11th song on the album is Lover Leaver Take or Believer, which is just a longer version of the same song. So I don't really know why they didn't just put the longer version on and leave this out and maybe give us another song, but it's a good song nonetheless, but I don't know if it's good enough to be on there twice.
Baby,
The New Day, the song that just played, is a song that was good the first time I heard it, but it's definitely a song that's grown on me a lot more every time that I hear it. It just gets really, really catchy. And it's definitely one of the songs that really shows that they're trying to step away from being that band that sounds like Led Zeppelin and only Led Zeppelin, and showing that, yes, Led Zeppelin is still a huge influence for them, but it's not really the only influence in that. They're really just a product of that entire generation of music and not just that one band, which I think is really nice to hear out of them. And while we're here, might as well do our PSA, organ donation PSA. There are many social networking sites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And if you're not looking to give an organ right now, at least consider becoming an organ donor on your driver's license in that way. You know, if anything happens, you can at least help save somebody else's lives. Like, I just recently got a Massachusetts driver's license, switching from another state, and one of the first things I made sure to do was to become an organ donor. It's a really good thing to do. Anyway, let's get back to more Greta Van Fleet. That song Brave New World sounds so much like Rush to me. It's so clearly just, it's just a very Rush sound, which is, you know, definitely a different sound for Greta Van Fleet, which I don't know how well they pull it off. I think that's also one of the weaker songs in the album. But the song that played before that, Mountain of the Sun, is another song that is growing on me a lot. Every time I hear it, I like it a little bit more. And then the song that's coming up kind of really exemplifies that feeling for me, because it was a song that I didn't really like the first time I heard it. It came out as a single earlier, so I listened to it before the album came out, and it is just catchier and catchier and catchier every single time it's played. So let's give it a listen.
is made of. Able to carry on.